It's time for another edition of Beyond the Playbook with us bright and early on this Tuesday morning after a Bills loss. Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. Bills went into Seattle last night, and they did not come away with a victory. What happened?
Sure you don't want me to talk about the election? Are you sure?
We have a few.
I have opinions.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the Bills lost. It was an incredibly exciting game. Started out with an absolute bang with Jerry Hughes blocking a punt, leading to a quick Bills touchdown. And, man, was this a harbinger of things to come. That play followed with score after score after score by both teams. And these are two teams that were supposed to be known for defense, not offense. That theme was broken Monday night. In fact, the Bills were the first team in 6 years to score two touchdowns in the first quarter alone against the Seattle defense. Pretty impressive accomplishment for Seattle on its own. It just wasn't enough as the Bills lost in a 31-25 shootout. They had their chances right up into the final seconds of the game. Multiple plays within the Seattle Seahawks 10-yard line for a game-winning touchdown, but they just couldn't get it done.
Well, for better or worse, what stood out in the loss?
Well, since they lost, so start out with the four worse. Defensive backfield for the Bills was absolutely awful in the first half. They righted the ship to an extent in the second half, but just too little too late. Time management, also another major issue. They had two delay of game penalties, and even at the end of the game when they were down by 6 points with less than 4 minutes in the fourth quarter, they took 27 seconds to punt the ball away. Good teams just don't do this. And I have to point out the incredibly inept officiating. Last sequence of the first half, which saw the Bills in a position to notch a pretty easy 3 points. After an egregious personal foul roughing the kicker penalty, this call was not only missed, but bungled into a penalty against the Bills. That the NFL even took the unprecedented step mid-game to issue a statement that the officials were wrong. Have to take a moment to just point out how ridiculous this is. The NFL should have no excuse for such subpar officiating. The pay scale is $85,000 to $200,000 per year, and these guys are part-time. This is the world's most profitable league, and they can do better. Even though the Bills lost, though, it's worth noting how incredibly good LeSean McCoy is coming off an injury. Still had 120 yards rushing and receiving. Almost every time he touched the ball, his explosive speed and agility on full display. And in addition to McCoy, receiver Robert Woods had the best game of his Bills career with 162 receiving yards. And the Bills' resident 33-year-old vampire, Lorenzo Alexander, he now has 10 sacks this season to lead the NFL. By the way, those 10 sacks in a single season are more than the 9 he had in his previous 9-year career. Unfortunately, just wasn't enough for the Bills to come away with a win.
Okay, it's early on a Tuesday morning. We're still feeling the effects of the loss, but now what?
Well, for regular listeners, you know my thoughts on that attempt to simply crack the playoffs without a larger vision. And I think it's the football equivalent of treading water. But since we're here, let's take a look. They now need to likely go 6-1 in the remaining 7 games to have a shot at the playoffs. This is unlikely. They do have a bye week next week to take it all in. It's a tough loss. Looks so much like the a win that was within their grasp, but they couldn't quite get their hands around. Definitely a maddening season, as Bills fans have just seen so many flashes of talent to embody that cliche of saying, you know, we're so close yet so far away. Unfortunately, at 4-5, they seem further away than ever this season. 6 games left to go. They have their work cut out for them. Speaking of cliches, it will take a monumental turnaround with plenty of luck, that's for sure.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. We'll be checking in after the bye week. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.